The show getting Dublin talking.
Every morning from 10.
Adrian Kennedy.
Dublin Talks on 98 FM.
Next on the program, we have a story for you which may shock and annoy many of you. Or it may not. It's such a common occurrence these days that most of you may not even be surprised. Yesterday, just after our producer Katie left the office here, she found a man in his mid-60s lying across the footpath on Longford Street, just off Ainger Street, with blood running down his face. He was very dishevelled. The man had collapsed and, as Katie put it, nobody was bothering their arses to help him. Instead, they were filming him and taking pictures. Pretty disgusting, isn't it? Or is it? Now, our Katie didn't take a picture purely for that reason. Now, she when she told me this story, she was like a demon over it because, you know, it's obvious this man had been drinking. He was totally incoherent. His trousers were around his ankles and his face was covered in blood. He probably toppled over as he was having a wee or whatever. But yet all people could do was film this man, taking photographs of him. Our Katie called the ambulance and waited with him while the paramedics were on their way. People continued to take their phones out and record it. At one stage, the Viking Splash Tour drove past and stopped at the traffic lights, and almost everyone, nearly 90% of the people on the tour, took their phones out to record him. They were all having a good gawk and filming everything. No doubt to share on Facebook later. So it brings up the debate about the constant need people have to film everything on their phones and share it on social media, no matter what is happening. And what we want to find out now is, do you believe that people who do this are scum? Or is this simply the way the world is today? Are you someone who has or would record something like this? Whatever happened to privacy? Our telephone number is 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp the programme on 087 798 98 98. So our Katie, and in fairness to her, well done Katie. Katie is very good because of what she did. She stopped on the street. She helped this man. So he may have been pissed out of his head. This is early yesterday afternoon. But she actually bothered her arse to help him. She describes it as being a very sad situation. But what annoyed her and what really got her is that everybody going past just took photographs. Call me right now on 6797981. Are you somebody who would take photographs of something like that? Do you see somebody flat out on the street and your first thought is to take a photograph or to video him? 6797981. Simon, you're on 98 FM. How are you, Simon?
Hey, not too bad, Adrian.
Good, Simon. Katie was very annoyed over people videoing and taking photographs of this man strewn out across the street. You would do the same thing.
Of course I would. I mean, to teach him a lesson. People need to learn a lesson about what they're doing when they're drinking and doing drugs and all that. And we have a very bad relationship. So people, alcohol and that. So people do need to know. I couldn't care less. The guy needs... Known better, even in 60s, you know, that kind of way. You know what type of war we're living in. It's just the way things are.
I would agree with you. It's just the way things are. But taking photographs of the poor devil. Why? What's the need? These people on the Viking Splash, Katie says 90% of them took photographs of the man on from the Viking Splash tour.
Yeah, when people see that on social media now, they're probably not going to go out and do it themselves. What's the difference between that and having the ads where you have people in hospitals with cuts on their faces and the car crash ads? You know, all them ones. I don't think there's much of a difference. I think it's putting it out there that these things will happen to you if you act stupid. Your man was just being completely stupid.
Okay, the man was drunk. He was probably an alcoholic, whatever the case may be. People taking photographs of an incident like that, not bothering to help him. Like I said, our Katie did bother to help him, did call the ambulance. The paramedics eventually arrived and Katie was on her way. Fair play to her for doing it, but nobody else did. Everybody else just took photographs.
I think she was wasting her time because if he is just a down and out alcoholic, I mean, he's going to go back out and do that again. All he's doing is taking up a hospital bed.
So she should have just left him there?
And I
just Katie, you should have just left him there.
Yeah, like, I mean,
she said her heart broke for the rest of the evening. She couldn't get him out of her head.
Yeah, but come on, I mean, the guy put himself there. No one else put him there, did they?
No, he put himself there, I've no doubt. What about that point, Katie? He put himself there. He's only himself to blame. Okay, her whole thing is, and this is what annoyed her, is people need to mind their own business and stop recording it. It's disgusting.
Yeah, but it's public, and you're saying about privacy and that. You have no privacy when you're out in the public and you're out in the streets. I mean, unfortunately, that's just the way. If you're going to do something in your own home, fair enough, you don't take pictures in your own, if you're in somebody's home, but if you're out on the street, it's fair game. And plus, it's not illegal. Anything can be filmed.
No, I know it's not illegal, and I don't. That's not even the point about it being illegal or not. It's just that it's distasteful. The man is, and I agree with you, it's probably his own fault that he's there. He was drinking too much, whatever the case may be. But the fact of the matter is that people just care so little, they're more interested in what a photograph might do for Facebook likes or whatever.
It's just the way people are nowadays, isn't it? I mean, it's just the way we've gone. That whole thing of being nice and everything, that's all gone out the window. Who does that anymore?
Okay, so if you saw a man on the ground, pissed out of his head, with his trousers around his ankles, you would just laugh and take photographs?
What are the hospital going to do? They're just going to send him out on the street again.
That's not the question I asked you. Would you be one of those people who would take photographs?
Yeah, I would. And I'd put it on Facebook. I'd video it and I'd put it on Facebook. And I'd want to show people that this is what happens. This is what happens if you're a Muppet.
Stay there for 1 second, Simon. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text or WhatsApp the programme. 0877 98 98 98. John, you're on 98FM. How are you, John?
How are you doing?
Good, thanks, John.
I just feel that if you walk past people and you don't help them, and you post this sort of stuff online, then you should be fined. It should actually be your civil duty to help people, because I'm a diabetic and I know people who are diabetics, and some of these people can collapse and fall into diabetic comas, things like that, and they don't take drugs. So it should be illegal to video that sort of stuff and put it on online. I think they should be fined.
Have you ever collapsed like in a public place or?
No, luckily I'm not that type of diabetic. But I know people who have. I know a person close to me who collapsed on a street in Dublin, and the same people stepped over them. And I might recall that when that guy was pushed under a bus there off Grafton Street. And all the people could do is take their phones out to video a man being beheaded by a bus.
And like we said, Katie was, while she was tending to this man, well, there wasn't much she could do, bar call the ambulance, which is what she did do.
Yeah.
The ambulance eventually arrived. This guy was out of it completely.
Look,
but
I know some of them are drugged up to the nines and you just want to walk around them, but Jesus Christ, when they're on the ground, just pick up your phone and ring 999. Don't tell them if you don't want to. At least
as opposed to picking up your phone to take a photograph.
Yeah, just ring the ambulance. You don't have to stop and help if you don't want them. At least do something creative. You know? Just
all right, do me a favour. Stay in the line there for 1 second. 6797981 is our telephone number. He says it should be illegal. You should be fined for taking photographs of an incident like this. I actually saw a couple of months back, you've heard of rubbernecking. And you've heard of rubbernecking on motorways, where there's a crash on, say, the southbound lane of the M50. And then everybody on the northbound lane, which isn't affected, slow down to look at the crash, as a result of which they cause tailbacks. I actually saw a couple of months back a guy jumping out of his car. The traffic wasn't moving in the opposite direction. He hopped out of his car to take a photograph of the car crash. Should that be illegal? Where am I going now? Sarah, you're on 98FM. How are you, Sarah?
Hey, Adrian. How
Sarah,
are you?
Sarah, tell me your story.
Like, I woke up near the rotunda and I was coming out one day for my lunch and there was a fella and he's collapsed on the ground. And same kind of situation as that now, very dishevelled, clearly an addict, like, you know, that kind of way. But at the same time, still a fucking, like, a person. They're still a person, like. So I was trying to help your man up and everything and I asked some man to help me. I was like, can you help me lift him up? And he goes, oh, I was trying to, but he smelled too much like alcohol. I just couldn't get over. I was like, yeah, aunt. He's a man lying on the ground.
And
like,
obviously, if he's after been drinking, he's going to smell of alcohol.
Yeah, but like at the end of the, like I just like I understand people have this stereotype against addicts and around town and stuff like that, because there is a lot of homeless people and it is kind of like an issue that Irish people are dealing with.
Mm.
But at the same time, you have to understand they're people. They're going through stuff. They've made bad decisions. We've all made bad decisions. Like they, like you don't know.
Simon was arguing it's his own fault he ended up there in the first place. He didn't have any sympathy at all.
Yeah, well, do you know what I say to him? I really hope that that man never has anyone in his family turn into an alcoholic. I genuinely do, because they need help. They're people at the end of the day with families at home.
Okay, Simon, this man in question yesterday that Katie helped is a human being, regardless of how he got there, regardless of his life decisions, he's a human being and deserves to be helped like anybody else.
Yeah, but you know what? That's probably, you know what? For all you know, that could have been the same guy. So she was probably just wasting her time. Like, this, the guy that Sarah helped could have been the same guy that Katie helped.
Could How am I wasting my time? Time is well spent helping other people. That's time well spent to me.
Would you stop? You'd put it on Facebook yourself. You're a hypocrite. And I'd say
would I put it on Facebook? How would I possibly help
Because you've all put stuff about, oh, say amen for this and say amen for that, and you don't actually really give a shite about it. But
I'm not actually religious, so I'd actually really appreciate
you,
it if
you let me ask you, Sarah, would you ever take a photograph of an incident like that? Or of an incident in town of any sort, a car crash or...
Like, no, never something like that. Like, the only thing I'd ever do is say if me and the girls were out drinking and one of them sat against it, I'd take a photo of that show her the next day for the laugh. Another person's misery, no, that's not funny to me. Another person's sadness, that's not funny to me.
So why do you think it is then that 90% of people who were on, like, that tourist tour, all took their phones out and all took a photograph of this man on the ground?
God knows, Adrian, like, where has humanity gone? Do you know what I mean? What has ever happened to people helping each other? Humanity, like, the community that used to be in Dublin and used to be in Ireland where people helped each other, there was an alcoholic down the street, but yet if you saw him on the street, you'd help him into his house. Whatever happened to people helping each other?
Okay, stay there for 1 second. Ger, you're on 98FM. How are you, Ger?
I'm good, yourself?
Not a bother, thank you, Ger. What did you want to say on this?
Well, first of all, fair juice to Katie.
Yeah, absolutely. Katie's very good. Very good.
Secondly, like... Simon, what the hell do you think you're doing? It's all it is to get likes on Facebook.
Yeah, well, you know what's going to happen is he's going to end up back out there. You'll send him into hospital and he'll come straight back out and he'll do the exact same thing again. All you're doing is just taking up a hospital bed for somebody that really needs it. So what would you be doing helping him for?
But like, why didn't you just, instead of taking out your phone, just go over and ask him, is he okay? Put him in a sitting position, whatever. Do you know what I mean? Call an ambulance. It doesn't take that long to do that. Instead of taking out your phone, taking the picture, putting it on Facebook, getting, oh look, I've got 50 likes so far in the last hour.
Well, doesn't that show people what happens in the reality, really? I mean, what's the difference between that and the ads that are out there with car crashes and that, and you see people with blood around their faces and that?
Let me ask you, Ger, firstly, would you help somebody on the street like that?
I have done them.
You have done.
Occasions.
All right, fair play.
Plenty of occasions.
Because, like I said, when Katie came on the scene yesterday, people had already been taking photographs, had been walking past taking photographs. She actually asked somebody to put their bloody phone away.
Exactly, and it's only proper order that she did that.
Louisa, you're really annoyed over this as well.
Well, I didn't want to ask Simon a question.
Yeah, go on.
Why bother feeding himself? He's going to die one day. This guy is off the planet.
He is. We're going to take a quick break. Our telephone number is 6797981. Text or WhatsApp us 0877-989898. If you're somebody who would take a photograph of an incident like that or a car crash, I want to hear from you on 6797981. Killian, you're on Dublin's 98FM. How are you, Killian?
How are you?
Killian, you have done the same and would do it again.
I would, yeah. I find it hilarious.
You find it hilarious?
Yeah, I mean, if people get into that state and they leave themselves open to people taking pictures and videos of them, like, what else do they expect?
Well, I don't think he expected anything because he was out of it, but...
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So, of course, people are going to take it. And anything that happens nowadays in the public eye, people are going to take videos and pictures, and it's going to go hit social media straight away.
I agree that that is the world that we live in, but is it not a bit distasteful to be... I mean, you're talking about a guy, whatever his reasons for ending up there, and we're talking like mid-afternoon yesterday, whatever his reasons are, he was drunk or whatever. I believe, Killian, when you rang in, Katie, you originally asked her why did she waste her time?
Yeah, I mean, I would have walked past. So I would have just took a couple of snaps, a couple of pictures. it probably a video, depending on what the situation was, and then I would have kept on walking. So it's if they get into that state and leave themselves in that state in the middle of the road, so
they've only themselves to blame.
Yeah.
So okay. So if you saw this man yesterday, you would not have done what Katie done. You wouldn't have helped him. You would have just videoed or taken a photograph and walked on.
Stay on the Facebook and on my way.
Look at the state of this old fella in Dublin today.
Yeah, exactly. Get a couple of thousand likes and shares, and that's it.
Lily, you're on 98FM. How are you, Lily?
Yeah, that chap that's talking now, he mustn't have any family that's alcoholics or anything, does he know?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't even go down that route, you know.
No, alcoholics. A person that does that has no heart. And all human beings.
Well, you see, Lily, here's the thing. It would appear that the majority of people yesterday, anyway, when Katie witnessed this, had no heart. They all took photographs or leaned out of the Viking Splash bus to take pictures. Yeah. None of them had a heart.
I think the young people today, though, are not being murdered right either. I think not only from the...
You see, Lily, I could argue with you that it is just the world we live in. I had this argument only yesterday about taking photographs at weddings. That's the world that we live in now. People.
Yeah, but it's no use just talking about it. You have to do something about it. You have to start learning the young people.
Do what about it?
Learning the young people about the human people. About, like, if a person has a problem and they can't solve it, and it's not their fault.
Okay, you know, Killian,
like,
just...
Everybody doesn't turn to drinks and driving, drinking drugs for no reason. And there is...
Yeah, well, it's not our place to take anyone else's problem on our shoulders.
Look, what's 5 or 10 minutes out of your time to ring and just see if he's okay?
Five or ten minutes means you miss your bus, or you don't.
Yeah, but you don't think 5 or 10 minutes like taking photographs?
But yeah, well, you can take your picture or video while you're walking.
And laugh for them.
Lily, yesterday took 15 minutes out of Katie's time. Now, that's 15 minutes that she'd normally be on O'Connell Street, but she didn't. She stopped and she helped this man call the ambulance and everything else. Killian, what's 15 minutes?
Well, how many people, if you walk down to your town late in the evening, how many people are you going to come across that's pissed out ahead or that are sitting on the ground and everything else? If you stopped at every single one of them, it adds up to more than 15 minutes.
Yeah, but this case is different. This just
that was
different. Supposed to be bleeding, and he looked as if he was at the fallen. He's not like if he was asleep on the street.
Well, let it be someone else's problem.
Well, I feel sorry for you, because I hope you know you don't...
No, don't feel sorry for me. Don't feel sorry for me.
Oh, I do, because...
Okay, Killian, if you were to witness this exact same thing this afternoon or tomorrow afternoon, are you just going to walk by and take a photograph? That's it. You're not going to help in any way.
Take a video, social media, and on my way. That's it.
Katie says, is just saying in my ear, that you told her when you rang that you shared a video of a drug addict before and got over 2,000 shares for it.
Oh, yeah, I got tons of them. I got well over 2,000 shares, yeah.
Is that what life's all about?
It's great for my profile.
Your profile.
That's what it's great for. No, other people's problems are not my problem. All right, if I can get a laugh out of someone else's problem, well then that's me.
Well, Kevin, if you can get a laugh out of somebody else's problem, well then that's what life's all about.
I'm trying not to swear again. Look, just that's shallow. Himself and Simon, shallow, right? He gets his imaginary friends to like him who we never see on Facebook. Well, what do you do? Right, what's happened to compassion in life? I agree. Normally, I don't agree with a lot of people, but I agree with everybody on here so far, for Simon and that idiot, Killian. Right, they've taken all my points anyway. But, like, hang on, that could be, like, these two lads, Simon and Killian, sound like they're in their 20s, right? You'd be amazed how quick your life can go down the toilet, lads, all right?
Mm.
Could be any one of your family, and at any time in life. Now, that gentleman could be someone's husband, someone's probably grandchild, grandfather. He was someday someone's...
No, he is something to somebody. Yes, he is, absolutely.
Yeah. Like, it's like... Life now is like throwing away a piece of trash.
Your point is we live in a disgustingly...
Shallow,
disposable
no
lifestyle.
It's exactly, yeah. Yeah, like these people need help, not ridicule.
Instead of seeking 2,000 shares on Facebook, Killian, when you take a video of a drug addict, you should be looking to actually be a bit more compassionate and help them.
I am compassionate. I wouldn't step on them.
You one day, mate. It could be you in a heartbeat. Your life can go down the toilet in a heartbeat.
I'm not a bum, all right?
No, neither am I. But you can lose everything in a heartbeat.
But I haven't lost everything.
You agree with me. So, if you found a friend in that position, would you just... Or an ex-girlfriend, or hopefully, God forbid, anybody you know.
Yeah, but that's...
Would you have the same attitude if somebody...
That's their problem.
Even your own parents? Or your siblings? Would you be as shallow then as you are now?
Well, that's a relative. That's not a stranger.
Everybody's a person. Everybody needs help. It doesn't matter if it's not a stranger.
It's not my job to help the world.
Well, then why spread his pain across the world?
Killian, you can say it's not your job to help. Fine, that's fine. But is it your job to take photographs and video? No.
It is, yeah. To show what sort of idiots there are out there in the world.
If someone
put another video up of something else, people fighting or something like that, you wouldn't hear anything about it. So what's the difference?
There's many radio stations that talk about the same thing because it's put up on social media. And that's very true, and I know for a fact.
All right, stay there for 1 second. 6797-981 is our telephone number. Text or WhatsApp the programme. 0877-98-98-98. Tina, you're on 98FM. How are you, Tina?
I'm grand, thanks, Adrian. I'm horrified that anyone would do such a thing.
Really? Absolutely. Katie is very good for what she did yesterday. And I wouldn't take that away from her at all. All the staff here, when we heard this story today, every single one of us said, Katie, you are very good. I'm very, very proud of her for being so good. Yeah. But anyway, the point I was making, or the point other people have made, is it's not our job to take on other people's problems.
Well, I'll tell you something, Adrian. I was in a restaurant over 20 years ago. I was out with work colleagues. And an elderly man stood up from the table and collapsed. And he'd had a couple of drinks, so he smelled of alcohol. He collapsed on the floor. Nobody went to his aid. I went to his aid. I was qualified first aider. The man had started to choke as a result of a stroke. But by the time the paramedics came to take him out of the restaurant, he would have looked like that man. He hit his head. He was bleeding. There were four nurses in the restaurant and didn't come to his aid. I helped him. I sorted him out. Got him into the recovery position. He got to a hospital, and his family contacted us and said they didn't know whether the stroke had caused the choking or the choking had caused the stroke, but because he was got to quickly, he was saved. That man could have been...
You literally saved that man's life?
No, I didn't save his life, but I mean, I recognised what was going on, that he was choking, and
yes.
I did the Heimlich on him and put him into the recovery position so that by the time the paramedics got to him like that, he would have been in a better position to be taken away than just left lying there.
You're being terribly modest. It sounds to me like you saved his life.
No, I didn't. I mean, it wasn't a massive stroke. But that man that Katie found could have been in the same position. He could have been out at lunch. He could have been at a family celebration where there was lunch, a couple of drinks, had a collapse. It could have been anything. Could have been his heart or anything.
But
no,
Katie is saying no, it wasn't that. He was just coming from a family lunch.
Yeah,
he was very, very...
There was alcohol there.
Yes.
Even whether there is an alcohol problem there, you know, like, he was still in that state. You don't know whether he had an event that caused him to go down on top, like with the alcohol there as well. You know, and by walking by and filming him, his children and his grandchildren might have only known about him in that state, you know, of collapse by looking on social media. How horrific. What a horrific thing. You know, your granddaughter, your grandson, open up Facebook and see a video of their grandfather that they may be shielded. If he has got a problem, they may be shielded from. And this is how they discover it, that it's been all around the world.
Killian, what a horrible way to find out that your whatever, your granddad is an alcoholic on the streets of Dublin.
No, that he's after being taken ill, that he's
or whatever,
down
yes,
and
yes, yes.
Is that un-
well, is it not better that they find out then, no?
Well, you know, families go to great length to actually shield children and teenagers from family problems like this. So what a horrific way to discover and to find your, see your grandfather or your grandmother or your uncle or your aunt.
Yeah, well, you're actually needing
help and you're videoing instead of going to their aid.
You're actually doing them a favour and you're just putting it out there that they have a problem.
Are you for real? You think it's all
well,
right
yeah,
for
really
a 10 or 12 or 14-year-old child who thinks that their granddad is, you know, busy and is shielded from this problem, which a lot of families do with addicts. Whatever the addiction is, they shield the younger members of the family from it if they can.
Yeah, well,
go and think that it's all right for a child to discover that for their friends to be pointing at them.
Well, they shouldn't be hiding it from. They shouldn't be hiding it from the young kids anyway, because it shows the young kids exactly what happens when you make that choice to keep on drinking.
We bring toddlers, instead of bringing them to play school, we bring them in and show them this is how you drink alcohol and this is how you shoot up heroin.
You show them pictures and videos and say this is what happens. When you make that choice,
Killian, you obviously believe that taking photographs or videos in public places like this is important to reflect real life. Is that what you're trying to say?
You're showing the effects of making that choice in your life, because it is a choice. It's a choice to drink. You're showing people exactly what happens when you make that choice.
You protect the young and vulnerable.
Yeah, but
children and young teenagers, they're vulnerable.
Is it not about educating them as well, no?
No, that's not how you educate them.
How do you not?
Telling them that this is the normal thing to do.
What's the better way to educate somebody?
By putting stuff like this up on social media, you're telling very young minds that haven't developed properly yet that this is the normal way to be, and this is the
normal way.
Killian's actually arguing the exact opposite, that it's to highlight something bad in society. That's what he's trying to claim.
Adrian, let's face it. You know, I mean, if you want your children and your young children to know how to shoot up, you bring them down, you show them. But, I mean, who does that?
You show them the effects of what happens when you do make that choice.
What you're showing them is that this is normal by the time. But if you
how is that showing them that it's normal? Will you stop talking crap?
I'm talking crap.
You're talking crap. How is hiding it from them? Protecting them.
You're not hiding it from them. You're shielding them.
It's the same thing.
You're creating addicts. You're telling children that this is okay, and you do this, and you'll be up on social media, and you'll get your 50,000 likes, and isn't that fantastic?
You're showing them what happens when you become a junkie and when you become an alcoholic and make that choice to become a junkie or an alcoholic.
I just feel so sorry for you.
Don't feel sorry for me.
I feel sorry for you, living in your little bubble. No,
let me find out. The reality of it is, Tina, whether we like it or not, that somebody like Killian and all of the people who passed Katie yesterday aren't the only ones. A lot of them will do exactly what happened yesterday. In fact, as Katie said, the majority of people who walked past yesterday took a photograph or recorded a video.
And that's because they are all being exposed to thinking that that is the normal way to behave and that is a human way to behave, when it's not.
Okay, stay there for a second. Kevin, you're on 98FM. How are you, Kevin? Oh, no, Kevin's out there. Sorry. Robbie!
Adrian.
Robbie, you can't believe what you're hearing.
Oh, stop. I mean, like, Killian's come full circle there. He was saying that it's all about getting likes on a social media site, and now he's trying to be the... Road to Damascus here. But look, the whole thing is that, like, who knows what some of the people that are going through are on the ground or who are not well. As that woman there says, it could be somebody with diabetes, it could be a stroke, it could be God knows what. Mm-hmm. Now, there is people out there who have got alcohol and drug issues. Like, there's no hiding that. That is a problem that's there for people. But, I mean, I watched the video there the other day. For shame on me, like, this woman was laying boots into this child. And the child was a toddler. Now, everybody was going, oh my God, look at that, that's terrible, that's terrible. And then one person came in and picked it up, and everybody going, "Oh, in the name of Jesus, is somebody videoing it?" Well, who is the person that's videoing this child getting laid into? Why didn't that person go over and stop that woman from... And she was actually giving this child boots, I think.
Yeah. I find it very sad that is the world that we live in, but I don't want to sound old either. That is the world that we live in.
Oh, yeah, I know. I understand that. Look, I'm not a spring chicken myself, but, like, I mean, the whole thing is that sometimes what you see in front of you is not exactly what you think it is. Like, some people out there have got medical problems and other such problems like that as well. But, like, for people to kind of take the advantage to say, "Hey, look what I found on the street. Everybody like me because I want to be better and I want to be liked more."
Yeah.
I mean, you really need to get out of that shallow life that you live in, you know? Like,
sorry, Killian, what would you say to that? It's such a sad, shallow life you live in if that's, you know, if life is all about likes and shares and all that.
Look, how many millions of videos get put on YouTube every day?
Millions and millions, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So why ain't the only one? I'm just the only one that has the balls to come on and say it. And yeah. I ain't shallow. I'm far from shallow. All right?
Let me just bring in one last call. Joe, you're on Dublin's 98 FM. How are you, Joe?
How you doing, Adrian?
Good, thanks, Joe.
Is your man Killian still there?
He is, yeah.
Killian, would you have respect if the chap died? Or would you just wipe the man's dignity if he died a couple of hours later after you could have saved the guy's life?
That's a good question, Killian. If I was telling you now that man yesterday that you said you'd just walked past anyway, if I was telling you now that sadly he had passed away, would you feel any different? Oh, sorry.
My problem.
Sorry, Killian. Say that again, please.
I said I wouldn't blink twice. It's not my
Why
problem.
Why not?
Because it's not my problem.
But do you not think you're actually taking the guy's dignity when he died and you think it's great for likes?
Well, if they go out and put themselves in that state, you took their own dignity away.
Not all the time. It doesn't work out all the time. You could be somebody's father that you could be saving a life. Do you not think it's better to save a life than disrespect
them? Look, don't play the pity card. I don't give a crap, really.
You don't give a crap. If it was your father that was on the street and he died, and instead of somebody taking a picture, they actually used the phone to make a phone call to save that your father's life, would you not think you'd have respect for that person?
Well, it was, my father was an alcoholic, but then he sort of brought it on himself, didn't he?
No, it doesn't always work out that way. I mean, it could be that the fact that he just had a few too many points.
Yeah, it could work out 10 different ways.
No, it's like you go out and have a few too many points and you go around like a gobshite and you end up lying on the ground and all that. But to have a respect to saving somebody's life, you know, stop the family going to an early funeral.
I don't drink, so I wouldn't know anything about that.
Yeah, but, I mean, it could be a father. You know,
okay, let me ask you, Joe. You've heard, not just Killian, the other fellow who was on earlier on, Simon, they would both take photographs, they would both video, and, like I said, yesterday afternoon, 90% of the people who walked by did the exact same thing. So it's not like these two guys are on their own. The majority of people actually do the exact same thing.
But so I get a pain in the face with people like this. You've got people like this insulting people that might have a slight drink problem, or they might be just drunk. You know what I mean? You get where they take pictures of special needs and, you know, take that dignity away. And it's pics like this that I'm sick of. You know what I mean? It's over, and you get likes.
And this is the whole thing. I know if I was going through town today and, God forbid, somebody got a bang of a Lewis or something like that and they're knocked out and they're on the deck.
It could be somebody's father.
No, but
mother,
no. Listen to me. Most people walking around would video the whole thing. They would. They absolutely would.
Well, the thing about it was, I found somebody there on the Malahide Road coming back one time, and it was in the middle of the night. And at least I had the respect to get out. There was a young fella there. It was a young fella that was out of his face. But I had the respect to call somebody and get him looked after. Now, whether he deserved that or not is another thing. But at least I felt good that he was in safe hands. And when I actually found out, when the guards actually arrived, they turned around and said that their sister was actually out worried about him, and so was his mother. And they were actually out looking for him. Now, at least he was saved. Like, I mean, he had a knife on him. I don't know what was happening. I don't know whether he could have been in fights or anything like that. But at least that night, I know he'd done good, and he was able to get home. And he was safe that a phone call was made. And at least then the sister didn't have to go to a funeral to a brother, and the mother didn't have to go to their son's funeral. Because it's the worst thing that anybody could do. But then you have dickheads like this that doesn't even have the respect to call an ambulance and, you know, save somebody's life. They'd rather see somebody die and take pictures and plaster over the place and upset the rest of the
But as I said, for all its ills, that is the society that we now live in. And again, I'll use that example. Somebody gets a wallop of a Lewis on O'Connell Street today. The vast majority of people are going to video it and send it to radio stations and newspapers and put it on social media. That's what happens.
And take the dignity of them paid people away.
And it is a little bit sad, but you kind of have to learn to adapt to the world we live in and maybe just discourage people from doing it.
Well, it's trying to discourage, but what'll happen is that one day somebody will come along, they'll take a picture, they'll find out, and they'll insult somebody else, and then they'll end up, you know, something will happen to that person. And everybody thinks that it won't happen. They'll find out eventually who puts these pictures up, you know. And then the rest of the family could...
Sorry to cut across you, Joe. I just want to wrap this up with one final story. Tina, tell me your story.
I was 17 many moons ago. I was out on a night out with my friend. And there was this lad, he was a friend of a friend. And he decided to walk me home. He came on to me. I said no. But he followed me home. And he dragged me up this lane. And there was he was punching me, beating me up, blah, blah, blah. There was wasteland at the back of the lane, so I don't know what was in his head. But this lad was in a car, and he was the passenger in a car, and he had the window down, and he heard me screaming for help.
Mm-hmm.
And the driver of the car asked him, do you really want to stop? And he said, yeah, I do. And he came up, and your mum was saying, oh, she's my girlfriend, we're just having an argument, blah, blah, blah. But if he hadn't have stopped, God only knows what would have happened to me. So you do need people out there, you know, that do these things, that do good.
And I agree, and like I said to you earlier on, and I can't stress this enough, I'm so impressed with our Katie. She's so good for what she did yesterday afternoon. Katie is very good. And if more people actually did that, then... It might be a slightly better place instead of just taking photographs. All right, Tina, thank you very much indeed. That just shows you. Stop taking the photographs. Move on. If you're not going to help, just move on instead of trying to seek Facebook likes. This is 98FM's Dublin Talks.
98FM's Dublin Talks.
With Adrian Kennedy.
We're live every morning from 10, only on 98FM.